Officials from the Orillia Salvation Army are calling on the community for help after last week's ice storm knocked out power to its facilities for nearly a week, resulting in the loss of thousands of dollars worth of perishable food and severely disrupting regular operations. Capt. Josh Howard, who leads the local branch, says the organization was without power until midday yesterday. That blackout made it impossible to run the food bank and income tax clinic properly and led to the complete spoilage of their refrigerated and frozen inventory, much of which had just been restocked the day before the storm. "We had just done a big grocery shop on the Friday," Howard said. "We were stocked up for our food bank and for our street ministry meal program. Like many of our clients who had just done their end-of-month shopping, we lost everything." Howard estimates the total loss to be thousands of dollars. The most affected items were eggs, meats, and other perishables meant to serve vulnerable residents in the coming weeks through the organization's food programs. Some of the supplies were earmarked for the Friday Night Street Ministry, which provides hot meals directly to people in need in downtown Orillia. "We're in the same boat as many of our clients," said Howard. "One person told me they were on assistance and had just stocked their fridge before the storm hit. Now it's all gone. That's where we're at, too. It's devastating." Despite the setback, the Orillia Salvation Army remained active in the community throughout the storm and its aftermath. Staff and volunteers helped operate the temporary relief center at the Orillia Recreation Center, offering meals, hot drinks, and a warm place to stay for those who lost heat and hydro. By Thursday of last week, the team had served more than 2,200 meals and poured more than 1,500 hot beverages at the center. That number has only grown as efforts continued through the weekend. "People were incredibly grateful," Howard said. "I remember being out with the truck on Monday morning, handing out coffee and breakfast. One gentleman told me he had to literally swim across his flooded basement. Just being able to get a hot cup of coffee meant the world to him at that moment." Those efforts were made possible thanks to support from local partners, including restaurants and fellow agencies, who stepped in to help when the need became clear. Howard praised the spirit of collaboration that emerged across the city. "The community really came together. We're grateful to our partners, to city officials like the mayor, and to frontline workers from Hydro One and beyond who worked around the clock," he said. "Everyone did their part. We just tried to do ours." Now, with their power back, the Salvation Army is shifting its focus to recovery. But Howard says the weeks ahead could bring even greater demand than usual. With many households having lost their groceries and still facing financial strain, the need for food assistance is expected to spike. "We already serve a high number of people," he said. "Last year, we provided food to over 7,500 individuals through our food bank. Our street ministry served nearly 10,000 meals. Those numbers have been increasing each year, and we anticipate they'll continue to climb, especially after something like this." As of now, the Salvation Army has not received any new donations to replenish the food that was lost. Howard believes that's largely because many people aren't yet aware of the situation. "That's part of why we're speaking up," he said. "The need is real, and we could use some help." Howard said monetary donations are especially helpful, as the Salvation Army can stretch funds further through bulk buying and partnerships with distributors. "The best way people can support us is with financial donations," he said. "They allow us to quickly and efficiently restock the food we need, especially the perishable items." Donations can be dropped off at the Salvation Army office at 157 Coldwater Road W during regular hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Howard recommends calling ahead at 705-326-3284 to ensure someone is available to receive them. The organization is also exploring long-term solutions to avoid similar losses in the future. Howard says discussions are already underway with their head office about the possibility of installing backup generators. "Like a lot of people and organizations, we didn't expect something like this to happen, or to last so long," he said. "But we know now it's something we have to prepare for." Beyond protecting their food supply, Howard says backup power is essential to maintaining the Salvation Army's ability to provide emergency support when the community needs it most. During a crisis, people look to organizations like ours, he said. We need to be able to keep the lights on so we can step up and serve. While the situation is challenging, Howard remains confident in Aurelia's ability to rally together, as it has done so many times before. This city has supported us in the past, he said. We trust it will again.